When you were little, do you ever play with the tea sets and things? Mm-hmm. What were yours made out of?
Well, they was made out of, just like we had a dish tray, you know? I had one that was made out of little, they call it one, but it's tin and polished.
And now, of course, children have plastic ones. But what were some of the others made out of? I don't guess they make them out of now that would break.
That was the like things that we eat out of these plates and the little plates and cups and saucers. Now the cups would be a little tin cup. They didn't use didn't use plastic then when I was a child coming up.
Oh no, they had them made out of this glass stuff that they china, I guess. Uh-huh.
But now you talking about
she used to have a china doll.
Did you?
That's all kind of dolls I ever had.
Well, the whole body is made out of it, or just
the whole top of his head to the end of his feet. You know, it's jointed together, you know.
Some of them had the bodies out of cloth and the arms and legs out of the...
Well, I know, but that wasn't a real china doll.
Uh-huh, out of it.
Well, now, he said he had a little china doll.
Yeah, my mother's. Uh-huh.
Do you still have
it? No, I sold it to Miss Chapman's.
Oh, it had been a priceless thing. She's probably got a collection out
there. Well,
I know who you're talking about. What would you use to carry water in?
To the field and
To the house when you do water out of the well.
Cedar bucket?
Cedar, so that would have been made out of wood. And the water make them swell.
Made out of cedar trees.
Put that... The ones that you used to carry milk in, did you use cedar buckets for those?
Yes.
For milk?
I've used my cedar buckets for that.
If they were made out of tin, did you call them anything different from what you did if they were made out of wood?
Well,
the wooden
now, my milk pails I had, when I got big enough to keep house, you see, they was kind of aluminum.
Enamel.
Enamel, and you know.
Enamel ones were the white or gray ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
That chipped off.
Yeah.
And then the others were aluminum or steel or iron or whatever.
Something of that kind.
Right.
But now another thing, I used to have iron pots to boil in.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on your list or not.
Well, then you had something besides what you boiled in that you just heated water in. You didn't cook it, but you just heated water.
I had an iron kettle.
Kettle, too, uh-huh. And you had the kettle, and it was made out of the black iron, and the pots would be rounded so they would fit down in the stove if you took the eye off the stove.
Yeah.
Big iron cooking pots, uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them. My grandmother had those. And then what did you fry in? You cook, put the water in the kettle, and you boiled your vegetables in your iron pot. What did you
They some people call them fried, I call it skillet.
Mm-hmm. That you cooked, and it was a black cast iron too.
Yeah.
I still cook in one of those.
I got one.
They cook better than the other kind to me. Much better. This chicken didn't taste right unless it's cooked in a black one. What did you use to feed the hogs with?
Well, I had a big one a lard can to take and put a hole in it.
And kept it in the kitchen to put all the scraps in.
Uh-huh. And then when I put the good greasy dishwater, I used to give my hogs, because I made my soap out of potash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little potash and soap in there.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the wind out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd fix and put my scraps of bread in that bucket. And then when I got ready to go feed the hogs, I'd put some, my...